Right, let us get to the phones. Of course, the news of the day today, yet more bad news, is the official cancellation of the rest of the Canadian Hockey League season. That would be the OHL, the WHL, and the Q season, including playoffs and the Memorial Cup, all canceled as of yesterday. The announcement made by Dave Branch. Joining us right now is the general manager of the Ottawa 67s, James Boyd, on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Good morning, James. How are you doing this morning?
Doing all right, guys.
Excellent. And thanks a lot for joining us. So first of all, we should ask, how are you health-wise, as far as you, family, and all that part of it?
Oh, good. We're adapting to first day of homeschooling yesterday. And, you know, my wife and I are both working from home. So it's been different, but no different than the rest of our society at this point, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder what it's like. Like James Boyd, I would imagine when he's not tending to the business of the Ottawa 67s and watching 67s games, we know a large part about being a general manager of a junior hockey team is about scouting. And you're in a rink pretty much every single night as the minor hockey season, the minor midget season is coming to an end. So how different has the last, I guess, couple of weeks been for you with no games to go and watch?
Well, I think I can speak personally, like, the excitement of hitting in the playoffs and ramping up the end of the season, but the scouting season as well, and then just, you know, going from 100 to zero so fast, I think has been a shock. I think that you're exactly right. I love watching hockey. That's what I'm passionate about, so I'm out every night watching games. I think over the last little while, we've been watching a lot of video, of our draft prospects and trying to nail down make sure we get it right when the draft comes on April 4th. But, you don't realize how much sports you watch until there's no sports.
Absolutely.
my wife's made the comment a couple times, but, I'm the type of guy, you go out and watch a hockey game, minor midget game somewhere in Toronto, and then I'd come home and watch the late game with the Canucks against the Flames at 10:30, and then wake up in the morning and watch a OHL game. So I think I'm running out of games to watch that I haven't seen yet, which I guess is a good thing when you look at the long term.
James, based on the calendar for the OHL draft coming up, was basically most of the scouting done for that?
Yeah, our scouts have done an excellent job. We're very, very organized. So I think, the discussion now is, is a player, ranked at 30 or 35? We've got a pretty good list, but it's just, talking with Andre and the group about the team needs and, reaching out to some players and finding out what their intentions are and that sort of thing. So, yeah, our guys were on top of it, thankfully, because there's a couple of important scouting events still on the calendar there. So, we got some great viewings during the season, and we're not relying on the OHL Cup or the HEO playoffs in order to make key decisions.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question. James Boyd, GM of the 67s, is our guest. The OHL Cup, of course, the, I guess, minor midget championship of Ontario ended up being canceled like everything else did. Normally, you're looking at among the best players tending to go in the first round of the OHL draft. That not happening, I mean, does that have a huge impact, or is that maybe the exclamation point about what you already knew about the top prospects in this summer's draft?
I think it's an exclamation point. Where it gets complicated is, players that have been injured for a portion of the season or, players that it's a final chance for, those one or two guys that you're not sure about. But I think it's more of an exclamation point on the season. And it's too bad, though. It's too bad for the kids. It's usually a great culmination of a pretty exciting year. And a lot of excitement in those rinks for those kids, so it's too bad they can't experience that.
With the cancellation of the under 18, any effect on the import draft for yourself and for other CHL teams?
Oh, I think it's going to have. I think it has a big impact on the import draft. The fact that it was supposed to be held in Plymouth, Michigan, as well. The U.S. was hosting, so I think there was a lot of teams that were planning on spending that weekend in Plymouth and really digging into the imports, but I think, we've been on top of it all year, knowing that we're probably going to need two imports. We've reached out to all our contacts. I've been over to Europe a couple times this year. We've watched a ton of video. We have a pretty good handle on who the players are, but you know, the import draft this year, we're going to be picking, I think, somewhere in the region of 60 and 100 and something. we're a victim of our own success there. As you know, the import draft is Canada-wide. So all three leagues, the 20 teams are ranked, 1 to 60. So whether picking 59 or 60, it's going to be tough to secure a couple of really good players.
And, of course, that speaks to where you're going to be drafting in the import draft, speaks to the success that you've had this past season, which officially comes to its conclusion yesterday with the announced cancellation of the upcoming playoffs and the Memorial Cup. So I know maybe you probably in the back of your mind knew this was going to happen, but when you received the news yesterday, what was the feeling you had?
It's devastating. It's devastating news for our players. I know it makes sense. It's the right thing to do, but it doesn't make it any easier to take, you know, and it's selfish to say this, but I was watching the news last night and they're interviewing Olympians whose Olympics were canceled. But, when you've invested so much time, you know, speaking for the players here and our staff, you invested so much time and energy and the team had momentum and, you know, a lot of things were going our way. To not be able to complete the season, it stings big time.
So, what ends up hurting more, losing to Guelph last year in the final or this, or they just both suck?
Equally, you know, I think, well, this is worse, you know. But I think they kind of dovetail together. Like, I think that our team this year, part of the reason our team is so successful was we really had a feeling around the team that there was some unfinished business. You know, from the start of the season, I think our players had a tremendous summer. We came into training camp, and the team blew the doors off the fitness testing, and there was a feeling that, oh, this is going to be something special here. And, of course, during the season, you know, the team just kept getting better and better. And even when I look at last year compared to this year, you know, we suffered some bad injuries this year. We had some suspensions. We lost key players. We had, you know, World Juniors. We had Kevin Ball and Andre were gone. So there was a lot of adversity this year, and this team just seemed to keep rolling. But I think our team was chomping at the bit here to get playing in the playoffs, and there was a lot of guys that felt that there was some unfinished business last year, and you know, we were going to take care of the job this spring. But so, you know, losing to Guelph last year, I mean, we were able to have a great playoff run. Nothing better than the spring and having, you know, a full house at TD Place and walking out of the rink in the, you know, nice spring weather, and all the success the team had. So I think we would have rather played in the playoffs for sure. But they're both not ideal.
67's general manager James Boyd joining us. You sent out a really nice email to, you know, season ticket holders, and just I think through social media, just all 67's fans, and kind of went through you know, the gamut of everything and your emotions. You specifically pointed toward graduating players who from what they thought was going to be it was going to be a fabulous end of the season and playoffs, and however that ended, to it just all ending quite suddenly. When you're thinking about the graduating players, some of the graduating players for the 67s, what are you thinking right now?
Well, I think that they're heart and soulers. You know, that we've got some players that they were here in the tough times, and they put the work in and enjoyed the success at the end. So I think that our older players were the foundation of our team. There's a character group of people, and you know, it would have been great for them to finish their, you know, finish properly as 67s, you know, in front of a full house at TD Place. But, you know, no one, season shouldn't end like this for anybody. I know all the teams are in the same boat, but, you know, the student athletes in the CHL are in the top percentile in their, you know, in their age group. They put a lot of work in at school. They put a lot of work in with their hockey. And, you know, there's a lot of time invested for all the right reasons. So these guys are setting short-term goals and setting long-term goals. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to get better every day. There's no way the season should end like this for anybody.
Who was part of making this decision for the CHL? Were individual clubs allowed to weigh in, or was this done by the three commissioners, reference to the government? Tell us a little bit about the process.
You know what? I'm not sure of the process. I'm not sure. It happened really, 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 really quickly. I mean, yesterday was kind of the first, the official news. But I know that we were pushing, you know, doing our ownership group would have done everything they could to play the season, even if it was just two teams. You know, that was the optimism from us, was even if they're going to pick two teams that we're probably in, you know. So not knowing what the future holds, I know that, you know, our ownership group was pushing hard that, hey, we're willing to play whenever that is. But obviously the decision is made at a group, you know, from a group at a higher level. And I'm really not sure if the particulars are.
James Boyd, GM of the 67s, joining us. Marco Rossi is going to be a very, very high pick in the upcoming draft. I think we've talked to you several times this year, James, that you're of the opinion that he could play in the National Hockey League next season. If for whatever reason he goes to a team and either he doesn't make it or they want for him to season for another year, do you think there's any possibility that he's back with the 67s next season?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think there's always a possibility. I think it depends on which NHL team drafts him and you know, what the situation, kind of as the situation unfolds. I think, you know, is there a chance that Marco gets sent back at the start of the year? I don't think so. Is it after 10 games in the NHL schedule? Maybe. Is it, you know, is there a possibility early January that he returns? I really don't know. I really believe that Marco's going to play in the National Hockey League next year. And that's part of the, you know, when you look at the season ending now, I think Marco was about a game away from finishing as the top plus minus in the history of the OHL and leading the league in scoring as an 18-year-old. So we have a number of personal accomplishments like that. You know, Austin Keating was just, I think, a game or two away from moving into the top 10 in scoring for all time for the 67s. And we were one game away from, you know, getting 51 wins. Of course, the all-time 67 record is 50, and we tied it this year in our final game. So 50 wins last year, 50 wins this year. We couldn't get to 51. Mm. So we need one more game, you know. But we'll play anybody at some arena somewhere, yeah, to get that game. But, you know, those accomplishments, you know, Marco's such, he's a tremendous player. He can play in the NHL next year. You know, it'll really depend on which team drafts them, but we don't expect to get them back.
Yeah, and I know you love these kids. You love to draft them and see them go on to play in the National Hockey League. If the Rossi camp came to you next fall and said, listen, not going to play in the National Hockey League, got an opportunity to, say, play in the Swiss League professionally or come back to junior, what would be your advice for the player?
Oh, come back to junior.
Actually, I had to. I was supposed to say you're supposed to take your 67's cap off.
No, I'll pick him up at the airport.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Marco, he'll have some, whether he's eligible, I think, to play in Europe or to play in the American League is one thing. I think Marco's in a unique position in Europe where he's an Austrian citizen, but he has a what's called a Swiss license. So he's treated as a non-import to play in Switzerland. He's a popular commodity over there. I think that there's probably a lot of pro teams in that Swiss league, which is a quality league, that would be interested in having Marco. I've seen games in the Swiss NLA, the pro league there. It's a very, very good league. I'd still recommend you come back to the 67s, though, no doubt.
Yeah. want to ask you about one other player before we let you go. Noel Hoffenmeyer spent a lot of time in a 67s uniform and set a lot of records and put up some unbelievable numbers last year in particular, but this year as well. I think, to my knowledge, he still doesn't have, I mean, he was drafted but not signed by Arizona. Do you know of any potentials with him signing as a free agent somewhere in the next days, weeks, whatever, to come, professionally?
There's been a lot of interest, for sure. The breaks, when they hit the breaks last week, you know, there was a lot of teams calling. There was a lot of interest. I don't know what strategy those teams are You know, they're now in a wait and see mode. I really don't know, but Noel, you know, his accomplishments this year, leading the league in scoring, and you know, his progression with the 67th, he's gotten better every year. All facets of his game, defense, offense. I would be shocked if someone didn't offer him an opportunity.
All right, good stuff. On that note, as you said, you know, your business continues along, as disappointing as yesterday was, with the upcoming OHL draft in a couple of weeks. So I know you'll be busy video scouting a lot of that with a lot of team meetings, etc. But really appreciate the time this morning and putting an exclamation point for the fans out there about, I'm sure, what was a very disappointing end of the season. Thanks for the time this morning. Look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Thanks very much, guys.